Till now, we are aware that this was a terrorist attack by ADF elements, those that have been defeated in rural areas who are trying to change, to modify their way of fighting. Now they are coming in the urban areas to attack civilians and run. This is pure terrorism.
So what is the government doing to protect the population since, as you said, these terrorists have been defeated, but they are now coming to urban areas to attack the population there? What is the government doing about this?
We are busy inquiring because we think that they enjoy some complicity, and there is the inquiries locally, there is a fact-finding operation, and of course there is a operation to follow them, to hit them. We have lost even one element last night.
So that means you have increased troops in the North Kivu provinces following these attacks?
Our troops are everywhere in the province. This is a terrorist operation. They came from nowhere, they attacked and they ran. This is the modus they operate. So no one can say that there is a line where people are fighting or what. We have defeated them. We have taken control of their headquarters, and they are acting 2-3% here, 5 there. This is terrorism, as we know.
So basically, they are using guerrilla tactics to attack the population. Is that what you're saying?
You have got it. That is it.
The government recently gave an ultimatum about all these armed groups should lay down their weapons to be part of the DDR program and all that. What happened to it?
The ultimatum is concerning Rwandese rebels of FDLR. They are in another part of North Kivu. They are not fighting as for now, but the ultimatum is running till the end of December, and we are starting military disarmament or forced disarmament on 2nd of January. That is the decision that have been taken by our government that have been backed by MONUSCO as well as all the Great Lakes states that will come to help. So this is something we are just hoping that these Rwandese rebels will cooperate before the end of December. So if this is not the case, on the 12th, on the 2nd of January, they are going to face a forced disarmament with all consequences.
Are you receiving any help from Uganda based on this latest attack, since these rebels are from Uganda?
Well, we are coordinating with our counterparts in Uganda in terms of exchanging information. They are Ugandan rebels, but we can't say, they can't assume that those who attacked Beni are coming straight away from Uganda. They were in the bush in Congo, where they were defeated by our army. And this is a way of, I don't know, revenging or trying to last in Congo. But we are exchanging with our neighbors of Uganda any information about these criminals.